is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. One person was killed. Over a dozen others were injured after being struck by lightning at an archery range in Jackson Township, New Jersey. This man is a volunteer instructor at the Black Knight Bowbenders Range and was there when it happened.
The earth exploded, dirt went flying everywhere, and when I turned around, there was at least seven people down on the ground flat.
WCBS's Adi Guajardo.
According to police, at least one of the injured victims suffered burns and another was knocked unconscious. The victims range in age from 61 years old to as young as 7 years old. More than a dozen scouts were out here with their parents for an archery competition. The man who died had been a member of this archery club for several years and was volunteering for a charitable event.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans are racing to pass another bill.
President Trump's rescissions bill will claw back more than $9 billion of previously approved funding for foreign aid and public broadcasters PBS and NPR. The Senate began voting on amendments to the package Wednesday.
That's CBS's Erica Brown. The Justice Department fired federal prosecutor Maureen Comey, who worked on two very high-profile cases. Legal analyst Lori Levinson tells us it's still unclear exactly why she was let go.
The questions that this raises may be greater than the answers that we get at this time. And that's because Maureen Comey was involved in the recent prosecution of Sean Diddy Combs, and more significantly, in the investigation and prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein.
And the timing of the firing comes as many Trump supporters are blasting the decision by the attorney general to not release any more files in the Epstein case. Good Trouble protests are planned nationwide today to rally against the Trump administration. Robert Weissman with the nonprofit Public Citizen says they chose today because it marks 5 years since the death of a prominent civil rights leader.
John Lewis famously encouraged people to go out and make good trouble, to work for justice and stir things up as needed to do so.
CBS's Elaine Cobb reports someone just paid millions for a lump of rock.
It's not just any rock. This is the largest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth.
It was ejected from the red planet, likely from a massive asteroid strike.
Cassandra Hatton from Sotheby's in New York says the meteorite was found in the Sahara Desert. The final price tag of $4.3 million was higher than expected.
But a rare young dinosaur skeleton pulled in over $30 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So I was taking my side hustle full time.
Bold move, my friend.
And I needed to find everything in one stop.
Like finding Bigfoot riding a unicorn.
Yes, so I hit the Staples Easy button. Staples had everything for a new office and print services for signs and brochures. Plus, Cindy, the Staples associate, helped me find the best tech for me.
Wait, no drama?
No, Staples made it easy.
For the products, services, and experts your business needs. Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
It's been 70 years since the opening of Disneyland.
The opening day on July 17th, 1955 was covered on black and white TV.
As you go on through that tunnel past the Disneyland Santa Fe.
The price to get in back then, $1, then 10 to 30 cents a ride.
Here is one of the most famous motion picture theaters in the world. It'll be here at Disneyland.
And even Walt Disney himself was a part of the opening day.
Before you enter this realm, I'd like to read this dedication.
The California Parks opening day gala drew a crowd of more than 11,000 invited guests. Plus, of course,
the real star of it is Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A Massachusetts man is very lucky. Paul Corcoran won two separate $1 million jackpots in under a week. He said he bought the second ticket by mistake. The odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
WRJ.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any hit and miss showers ending. The clouds stay with us overnight as temperatures drop into the low to mid 60s. A light breeze. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies and lower 70s, north to northeast winds. Sunshine warmer for Friday. Right now it's 67.
Wanna die! Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away.
Deep dark hole, and then I followed it in. watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man. Radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Like
and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
And now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You
come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe as much as I cherish you.
Untrue, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose,
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
You're always something special to me.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so good.
I've been inclined
can't help falling in love.
Some things are meant to be.
I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn.
And on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
Off to Capitol Hill, where Nicole Killian reports on a bill to pull back funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting.
This will be going back to the House only because the Senate has made some additional tweaks to this package, most notably exempting some global health funding under the PEPFAR program from being clawed back, and also making some adjustments to provide additional funding for tribal rural stations.
Federal prosecutor Maureen Comey has been fired by the Justice Department. She was involved in prosecuting both Jeffrey Epstein and Sean Diddy Combs cases. She's also the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey. CBS's Pat Milton has more.
She was handed a memo which stated in part that her termination pursuant to Article 2 of the Constitution, which lays out the president's powers. Maureen Comey was a longtime attorney with the Southern District of New York, considered the most elite of the Justice Department's U.S. attorney's offices.
While no specific reason was given for the firing, it comes as many in Trump's base have criticized the decision not to release any more evidence in the Epstein sex trafficking case. And the president has shot back.
Stupid. That's what President Trump called some of his supporters who are relentlessly pushing him to order the Justice Department to release all of its files on Jeffrey Epstein.